Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Do you ever wonder why you struggle with things that seem so easy for other guys? Is there a way to clear your body of crappy feelings? And why does ramping up to attack your challenges actually make you weaker? This week, we're in for a Jedi lesson with Everything is Energy host, David Morelli. Listen as he lays out the tools to help you move through any roadblock. Welcome to The New Man. Today we're talking with David Morelli. He's a spiritual intuitive and the co-host of the popular Everything is Energy radio show, available online and via iTunes. David, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
So I don't think that intro really explained who you are and what you do. Can you tell us a bit more about how you help guys?
Yeah, guys in general, I would say, are sort of caught between trying to live up to expectations of who they're supposed to be, you know, either by their mom or their dad, and then sort of having this feeling of, well, who am I really, and can I sort of relax into who I am while simultaneously, you know, basically making a living and, you know, having the kind of life that I want. And mainly what I do is help people with their energy, which is a sort of foreign concept to most guys. You know, most guys can sort of feel like, oh, well, what do you mean? You know, I get out in the world and I do my thing and, you know, what is this thing that you're talking about called energy? And it's really each guy has a unique quality, a unique male energy. And that male energy is so important to be tapped into because it's life-giving, you know, rather than us expending all of our energy and then getting home at the end of the day, being tired, feeling like we want, you know, somebody to hand us a beer and the remote, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, so what I teach people how to do is clear the blocks that have them feel... basically, you know, all of us know whenever we fail, you know, there's this certain feeling inside the body that's like, oh,
yeah.
And then you almost don't want to even show your face the next day after a failure, you know, especially to a spouse. It's what do you do with that, quote, energy? What do you do with that feeling? How do you clear that? And there's actually very simple, clear ways that people can clear the stuff that they're afraid of. And guys, while we would rather not admit that we have fear about certain things, there's certain things that, you know, we all try and avoid. That's another way to know that you're that you have fear about something, to be able to clear the fear so that you can really have access to your greatest gifts and your greatest talents in the world.
Wow. Okay. So today we're actually going to dive into the topic of how to change your energy and change your life. So if a guy's wanting to change something in his life and he may be thinking, I just want to like change my fitness level or have a better sex life, or yeah, definitely want to make some more money. But if I'm following common sense, it seems like there are quite a few other things that he may want to focus on first, like his eating habits, his fitness habits, maybe some education. So why is energy the key component? I mean, why would a guy look to change his energy in order to change these areas of his life?
Well, here's the deal. Science, you know, spirituality has been saying it for thousands of years, and science is finally catching up and realizing that everything literally is made up of energy. Our thoughts, our beliefs, everything that we sort of do, our actual bodies literally are made up of energy, energy vibrating, which is kind of a far out concept because most of us consider, you know, our lives to be these tangible things, you know?
Yeah.
We can sort of get our hands on. And, but believe it or not, it's actually energy. All the things that you're aware of in your day is only 10% of what's really going on. 90% of what happens, all the decisions that you make, all of the urges that you have, all of the inclinations that you have, all of your thoughts, those are all energy.
Okay.
And they're in the subconscious, meaning they're running in the background and you don't even know it. So when you go to say, hey, I want to, you know, be able to increase my fitness level, or, oh, I want to go make more money, right? Those decisions that have you move forward are mostly being made by the subconscious, the things that you aren't aware of. And so energy tools, which is what I teach, are the most powerful way of accessing what's in the subconscious. And it's really our power locked up in different patterns that aren't serving us anymore. How do you get that power out of there? Well, it's not willpowering it over top of that whatever's in the background, right? So let me give you a tangible example. Let's say as a kid that you were, you know, picked last for kickball every day, right? And everybody's like, well, that's, you know, that's kind of dumb, but everybody sort of has that as the reference point when you're on the playground and it's like, hey, let's pick teams, you know, and there's that fear of, am I going to get picked or not? Well, that might have you actually go, well, I'm not going to step out there relative to my fitness or relative to, you know, being on a team, or it keeps us in fear. It keeps us in this sort of reaction mode, which means we can either do one of two things. One, we won't put ourselves out there. We won't go after the fitness goals that we have. Or two, we'll struggle. We'll try and overcome it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the male mantra in some ways. It's like, I can overcome, right?
Right.
And so what you do is you try and use your willpower. But if you're not, the subconscious is a lot more powerful than your conscious mind. You know, the subconscious will rule the day. It'll have you get hurt. It'll have you get sick. It'll have you eat the wrong crap, right?
Yeah.
It'll have you do all kinds of stuff that isn't actually in alignment with who you are, because your power is locked up in this thing that you're trying to battle against.
Yeah. So if I've got it right, like, we could focus on that 10% of that surface, the stuff that we can see, and that's where willpower comes in. But if we really want to make a change, we've got to address that unconscious, that hidden part of ourselves, the 90% that is actually steering stuff. So we could, it sounds like we'd waste a lot more energy. We'd spend a lot more energy trying to move that 10% if we didn't address this unconscious, subconscious patterns and that subconscious energy. Is that right?
You got it. And
okay.
You can actually use the quote willpower that's in that 90%. You can actually excavate it. You know what I mean? You can dig in there and you can get your power back from different things that you don't even know exist, which is the sort of the kick in the pants, so to speak.
Yeah.
You don't even know it's there, right? But you don't actually have to when you start working with energy. You can actually take your power out of things that you're just like, I don't know, here's this thing, here's this glob that I've been, you know, pushing against. You know, I can never make the money that I want, or every time that I make the money that I want, there's something else that, you know, the other shoe drops, and suddenly I have to blow it on fixing my car or whatever. All these things are subconscious patterns, right?
Okay.
And what happens is when you take your power out of those and you start putting it into what you want more of, what you want more of becomes effortless, which is, I think, what most guys are wanting.
Yeah, that actually seems unrealistic. And I've had this conversation with other people before, but we've seen people where it just seems like they're in this flow state and things come naturally and easy for them. And, you know, we could just, well, they were just born into this or whatever. We're looking at that 10%, you know, well, they're good looking or whatever. They've been able to tap into and clear out some of the blocks that are in this unconscious part. Is that right?
Exactly. They've got their sort of success blueprint lined up, you know, to be able to be sort of honed in a certain area. They don't have the sort of the crud that they're dragging around. It's almost like, you know, when they talk about marriage and they call it the ball and chain.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that, but you've got more balls and chains as you're trying to go towards your goals, right? And in this case, more balls isn't better. So anyways, what you can do is take the weightedness of all the stuff that's happening in the background, and you can excavate it and put it into what you want. And then it looks easy. And then you look at people and you go, what the hell, what's going on with them? Why is it so easy for them? Just like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, wait a second, there's something else going on, whether they're conscious of it or not, right?
Yeah.
So the thing about, you know, the new man, right, is really stepping into being able to go, you know what, I'm going to use every trick in the book to be able to get to where I want to go. You know, you got to have a plan, absolutely. But you also have to be working what's in the background in order to empower your plan to actually work. And that's where most people miss it.
It sounds like the first step I need to take is to recognize that I'm more like an iceberg. There's the 10% that's above the surface, but there's all of this stuff that's part of me that I don't really see. And maybe the rest of the world doesn't see either. That's all under the surface. So the first step is to recognize that that's closer to the truth. That's actually more of who I am than, say, just that 10% that's sticking above the surface, right?
You got it. And most people would think that that's a weakness, right?
Uh-huh.
Got that 90% that's underwater that they have no clue about. You know, most guys will look the other way because it's not, they don't feel empowered by it.
Yeah, we can't control that. We can't be like, oh, I can't see that. I don't understand it. So I'm just going to not pay attention to it.
Exactly. That's what most guys try and do. And then that's why most guys struggle. Honestly, what happens.
Mm-hmm. So what does it mean to change your energy? What are we talking about here? Is this a like a surgical process or help me out here?
It can be a little bit like that, you know. So surgical, not necessarily with a knife, but the way to move energy is actually through what a lot of inventors do and what a lot of athletes do, pro athletes especially, use a lot of visualization. And visualization, that image capability or your quote imagination, is actually your gateway to being able to access this realm of what we'll call energy, this realm of the subconscious. And I thought this was all BS, honestly, when I first heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, yeah, right. Well, that may be true for most people, but it's not true for me.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
I kind of had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder around that. And but I got to tell you, once I started getting in there and once I started feeling, not sort of thinking about the benefits, but actually feeling it and experiencing it, it was like the floodgates popped open and I was like, hey, man, let me at it. You know, and I started working on myself, you know, because just like if you were trying to go up the corporate ladder, right? Or you're trying to make a stride in your business and you're like, okay, I'm going to study something, you know, and you get into it and you start, you know, taking in all this information, you start applying it. The same thing happened with me when I realized that 90% of what I was actually doing was coming from what I couldn't see. So I started using these kinds of tools that I'm about to share with you. I started using these tools to be able to get me out of any jam, any roadblock, any place where I thought I was totally stuck. I used these tools and got unstuck. And now for those, you know, for those people who are listening, in the past year, my wife and I built $2 million businesses. And our radio show went from, you know, zero to 300,000 listeners. And it's all because of the stuff that I'm about to teach you.
Okay, yeah, let's delay that. No, let's get in there. So let's talk nuts and bolts. I mean, what can a guy actually do?
There's one technique that I think is probably the most, I don't know about the most powerful, but it's pretty freaking easy. And what you do, you can imagine it as a bubble or a box or whatever you want, but inside this bubble or box, if you were to imagine it out in front of you, and you were to go, okay, what in my life am I struggling with? You know, what in my life am I just like, God, I just need an answer to that. I just need some movement on that, right? Mm-hmm. So for some people, it might be money. Some people, it might be sex. You know, some people, it might be intimacy, you know, surrounding the sex. Or it might be, you know, fitness or whatever, right? So here's the deal. It's going to seem so simple that it can't possibly be powerful. But oftentimes in life, the most simple things are the most powerful things. So what you do is you imagine, where in my body do I feel tension or sort of stuckness around that? You know, for money, a lot of people feel it in their low back. That's a popular spot. You know, for responsibility around family, it tends to sit around the shoulders. For fitness, it's kind of like it constricts the heart for a lot of people. So where do you feel that tension, that locking? And what you're going to do is imagine that there was a magnet in this bubble or in this box that's so powerful, it could just suck that tension out. That tension is the block that you don't know about, and you don't even have to know where it came from or what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But just imagine that popping out into this box or this bubble out in front of you.
Do I have my eyes closed? I'm sitting in a chair, I'm sitting upright, and I've got my eyes closed, or help me, you know, guys, yeah. We need the nuts and bolts here, so.
All right, close your eyes, imagine the bubble or the box out in front of you.
Yeah.
I don't care how well you see it. I don't care if you even have to just feel like you're making it up. Out in front of you, imagine that all of the crud that you've been carrying around related to your topic goes into that box or into that bubble. Imagine that your body could actually just relax and be free of that energy, at least for this moment. Allow it to just pop out there.
Just give it away.
You've been struggling with, right?
Okay.
Now what you're going to do, this is sort of a little bit of a level two, but I think I'm hoping the guys here are able to do it. Imagine a second box or bubble off to the side. And I'm going to conjecture, because I've watched it thousands upon thousands of times with people, that you have power locked up in that, that you're resisting it somehow, and that what I'll say is your life force somehow got caught up in whatever's in that first box or bubble. So what you're going to do is take a second magnet and take your power out of it. The power that has you resist it, the power that has you empower in the first place, no matter when it was, whether you were a kid or whatever, whatever it is that had you think that that was truth, right? So money doesn't grow on trees is sort of one belief that doesn't actually serve you, right? So as long as you have your, as long as you wrestle with it, as long as you have your power tied up in that, it's going to kind of run part of your life, right? You're going to take steps that will have you not be, you know, sort of prosperous in that way, not think about money is actually available to you.
Right.
So take your power out of the first bubble and stick it in the second one. Imagine it just being sucked across. And guys, seriously, don't worry if you feel like I'm just making it up, because literally that's how this stuff works.
Okay.
You have to visualize it. You have to imagine it.
All right.
All right. Pop it in that second bubble. Now here's the deal. You can take your life force and empower anything. So think for a second, what do you want to have more of in your life? It might be the sort of opposite of whatever was in that bubble, or it might be something else, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want more sex? Mm-hmm. Do you want more joy in your life? Do you want more fulfillment? Do you want more money? What belief or quality do you want to empower in your life?
Okay.
What you're going to do is then take this life force, this raw energy that's in this second bubble, mm-hmm. and you're going to add it to whatever your belief is or whatever area you want more of in your life.
Okay. So I'm going to take this life force energy that I've pulled away from the sludge that I wanted to get away from. And then I want to bring this back into my body. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. Excellent. Is that the basics of the what's next, I guess?
That's one of them. Then, okay. You know, whatever sludge is left in that first one, just be like, dude, I'm not keeping that. And just imagine it popping or blowing up or whatever you want. Blowing up, I think, is more fun for guys, but
just send it away.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Excellent. All right. After this interview, I'm going to try that one. Okay, cool. And you said you had another one?
Yeah, there's another one. And this is pretty universal for guys. The first one is working with the subconscious. That's that 90%, right? And like I said, you don't have to, what I say is you don't have to dig through your trash in order to throw it out, right? So you don't have to actually know what it is that has been blocking you in a certain area. So that first tool is useful for that. But then each guy tends to try and measure up to the expectations, whether they know it or not, of the people that when they were growing up and then the people around them when they're older. And we sort of lose ourselves, you know, we lose our real power. And so the question then becomes, how do I get access to it again? And so that's what this next energy technique solves. So guys, I know you're not used to it, but go ahead and close your eyes again.
Okay.
And one of the power centers, one of the places where you hold this natural life force, this energy, is right near the prostate. And for those guys who don't know where the prostate is, it's sort of, you can imagine where your Fitz bones are, you know, like you sit on the chair when you're sitting straight up. It's sort of right in between those where your weight falls mm-hmm. and straight up.
Okay.
So that prostate area is about an inch or so above, you know, that perineum, which is the base of the spine there. So it's about an inch or so up. And in that area is actually your natural life force, your natural energy as a guy. So what I'd like you to do is imagine that you could find a color or find a quality in there that's this deep, sort of deep relaxation or deep energy, sort of like a depth of, yeah.
Yeah. Describe that feeling a bit more. I got that it was a relaxation and it was more just like that. Yeah. Feeling, but see if you can, what are some other ways to describe it?
So most guys have a natural energy there and it usually comes out of the color. So what it is it's like this, usually looks like a tight restricted ball,
mm-hmm.
but if you feel into it, it's almost like some guys are like brown, some guys are blue. It's that relaxation kind of energy. It's that no expectations kind of energy. Well, that sits in each of us and is available all the time, except we don't tap into it. And it usually sits right around the prostate area.
Okay.
And so if there were to be a color for you, Trip, that pops into your mind, as far as what color that energy might be for you.
Yeah, I got a brown. I got a brown energy, yeah.
Great. All right, here's what you're going
to
do.
And I would describe it just out there. Maybe it'll help some of the guys. Like, there's nowhere to be. There's nothing to do. Like,
exactly.
This is it. Okay.
You got it. So what I'd like you to do is imagine that you could give that brown permission to move throughout your whole body, to start just growing and expanding, almost like it seeps out, you know, down your legs and it starts coming up your spine, up your torso. Like that energy could just have permission to grow.
Mm. Okay.
And just let it keep growing and keep filling up every space in the body. It goes all the way through your shoulders, down your arms, down your legs and into your feet. What you're doing is letting that deep, nowhere to go, nothing to do, just getting to be, that energy gets to move throughout your whole body. And this is access to your natural energy. This is natural. The guys, those guys who are listening, who are like, I'm not getting it. Don't worry about it. Just let it be. You can allow it to be sort of like, it just starts to, you might let it sneak up on you, you know? Mm-hmm. So for everybody who's following along here, notice, how does your body feel with this natural guy energy moving through your whole body? Does your body feel more relaxed? And Trip, what does it feel like to you?
I just, like, I went from like a 6 or a 7 just down to a 3, just like, oof, really, really chilled out.
Yep. Now here's the deal. This is where guys create the best, is being able to be in this energy. This is rejuvenation. This is why a lot of guys will go out into the garage or try and get space somehow, or they'll hang out with other guys, is to try and get to this energy vibration because there's permission. But what happens is when you start doing this for yourself, you create the permission. So you create the ability for you to have this power no matter who you're with. You have choice around it. That's one of the cool things. And so, with like one last step, I think everybody will be able to follow along this one. You know, when you're turning your volume on your stereo, you know how there's that round knob?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. for most stereos. Imagine you have a stereo for how much permission you have to run this energy right now. Permission for it to be sort of flowing throughout your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you could just turn this volume all the way up.
Mm. I love the permission part. I love that this isn't, I'm accessing this within my body, that this isn't something that I'm going to get by having sex with that girl over there, or having that bank account, or this status, or, you know, 6 beers, something external.
Exactly.
This is, you're telling me that this access point, this place is actually within my body. And this isn't a one-time thing, right? This is an ongoing practice, but I can learn to cultivate this and go to this place anytime and just turn it up whenever I need it. Is that right?
You got it.
Okay.
And then you don't have to, like you're saying, you don't have to find it on the outside. You don't have to create the external circumstances, but lo and behold, what'll happen is as you turn this up in yourself first, the external circumstances will start to come to you and they'll be more fulfilling. Instead of trying to escape to get a hold of your male energy, what you're going to be doing is sort of like riding it into all these different scenarios. And believe it or not, when guys start working on this, you know, let's say they want more sex in their lives, lo and behold, it's there because they're sitting in their natural energy. They're not battling anything, right? Mm. They're not trying to live up to somebody's expectations. They're not pushing people away. You know, they're able to be themselves to start off with.
This is huge, because there's so many guys that if they're going to take something on in their lives, whether it is just a new fitness practice or whatever, there's this, even in our language, well, I need to ramp up, I need to amp up, I need to, you know, there's this up energy thing kind of thing, like prep and all this kind of stuff. And what I'm kind of hearing from you is that it's more like you need to get down, like chill out, get into your body, find this relaxed place, this, just relaxed, confident place. And from there, that's where you go into the world to do what you need to do. Is that right?
Exactly. You know, that amping up.
Yeah.
Our culture is a culture of trying to overcome our limitations, right? So that's the overcoming energy. Amping up is trying to overcome all the shit that you're, sorry.
No, it's totally fine. We're potty mouths here.
All right, great. You're trying to overcome all the shit that you're carrying around, right? Mm-hmm. But when you sort of sink into this, what happens is you can start to let go of all that crap, right? So you're not actually carrying that around anymore. You're changing your energy. And from there, things become really effortless and fluid, right? So if you think about right now where you're at, going to the gym, it's kind of matter of fact. You know, you just kind of show up and you do your thing, mm-hmm. right? You don't have to be like, oh God, I'm going to get in there. I'm going to move everything. Right.
Right.
But what will happen is you'll get in there and you'll be so embodied that you'll actually, and I've tried this, you'll actually move more weight as a result. You know, let's say that you were trying to, you know, you're lifting, right?
Yeah.
If you're lifting, I find that when I'm in this energy, I lift 5 to 10 pounds more because I'm not striving. I'm not trying to overcome the tension that's already in my body. So what happens is everything starts to work together rather than me trying to overcome the resistance in the opposite direction.
Just, right? It's like, you got to get out of the way. Yeah. So the energy, you know, in the deeper parts of you can just do what needs to be done.
You got it.
Man, I'm just thinking Star Wars over and over again. There's so many scenes in Star Wars.
Yeah, I know. Huh?
This is
totally true.
It's such a game changer because I think from day one, guys, and I think all of us, you know, in our culture, it's all about ramping up and building up and attacking and so much of this, this aggressive quality. And this has so much more of a receptive, listening, sensitive quality. But this is where real deep power is.
Here's the deal. You know, there's the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about that. What happens is when you're able to sink into this place, you can actually have more of that power, more of that aggression, more of that, you know, in the positive sense, right? Mm-hmm. More of that sort of, you know, where you can actually move all of your energy in one direction. Mm. And when I amp this energy up and, you know, sometimes I'll play basketball and stuff with my son and my wife. And every time I'm in this energy, every time she goes to try and move me, to push me, to do whatever she wants, you know, to try and get me out of the way.
Yeah.
She goes, it's like you're a freaking tree, uh-huh. you know, it's like, I just like I'm running into a wall. Right. Mm-hmm. But what I'm not, when I'm trying to overcome, when I'm trying to be more aggressive, believe it or not, I'm actually more movable. Mm-hmm. So for all of you guys who are trying to make a stand in the world for something that you believe in, or you're trying to make a stride in your life, doing it from this energy will actually give you more access to the power that you're wanting to be able to make the stride. And, you know, I took a group of men through this for a year, this kind of stuff, and working all kinds of other energies. A lot of us carry around invalidation, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of us have that sort of sense of failure in our lives, or that sort of underlying feeling of shame, which nobody wants to admit.
Right.
But what happens is when you're able to sink into this energy, those invalidations and those places of shame actually don't have power over you.
They can't stick.
You won't actually fear those anymore because it's like in order to open up this access to you, your natural energy, what happens is you have to be able to pull that energy from somewhere. And what you'll do is you'll pull it from those places that you fear.
Mm. That's so powerful. So, you know, you gave us these two powerful practices. What's a routine or a practice schedule that my guy can do? How often does he need to do it? Like, give us some tips on that.
I'd say if you can pull off doing it at stoplights or pulling it off, you know, just taking 5 minutes for yourself and doing this kind of thing, it's a game changer for sure.
So I would just say for the guy, like make a commitment to try this out for 30 days and, you know, 5 minutes a day is what he's saying. Make that time and then check back with me. Send me an email. Let me know how this is working for you. I want to get some stories together because this is very, very powerful stuff, even though it sounds completely counterintuitive. We've got to try this out and I want to hear from you guys out there. So 5 minutes a day, and let's try it out for the next 30 days and see where we go from there. Let's lay out the big takeaways from our talk with David. Number one, each of us has a unique male energy. Call it the force or whatever you want, but most of us are spinning in circles because we aren't tapping into this life-giving power. Number two, everything in your awareness, what you're hearing, seeing, feeling, and thinking, is only 10% of what is actually happening within. 90% of your decisions, urges, and thoughts are the product of your unconscious energy. And beyond that, a lot of your true power and energy is locked up in patterns of fear and reaction. Number three, our culture, and men in particular, tend to focus on overcoming our obstacles with willpower. But our subconscious world, the 90% I just mentioned, is what rules the day. Your willpower is no match for the unconscious. If you want to tap into true power, you've got to tap into the unconscious. Number four, one way to move or clear blocked energy is via visualization. It's the gateway to the unconscious realm. Truth be told, I used to think that this was bullshit, but after studying pro athletes and hearing time and time again about the power of visualization, I made it a regular part of my practice. Consider this. Have you ever imagined a conflict with someone and felt your pulse just jump up? This is just one way to illustrate how the body and mind are linked. Now imagine the potential of visualizing positive, empowering scenarios for yourself. Number five, David says you don't have to actually know what the trash is in order to take it out. As guys, many of us get stuck in the why, as in, why is this happening? David is telling us to not get stuck here. Instead, just allow yourself to experience the trash so you can move it along. Number six, these energy clearing practices are a reminder that our sense of peace and fulfillment is already here. It's already within us. And with so much of our time and energy devoted to getting more sex, money, or stuff in order to feel more fulfilled, doesn't it make sense to cultivate what is already right here? This place of rejuvenation is where we do our best work. Tap into this power if you're serious about making the most of your life. And number seven, instead of amping up or ramping up to overcome some obstacle in your life, try getting down into your body, into this place of true power, and act from there. Striving and fighting just make you weaker. Well, where can we learn more about you, your Everything is Energy show, the work that you and Kristen are doing? Help us find you and the work that you're doing.
Sure. It's everythingisenergy.com. And on that site, if you decide that you want to get a few more tools, we have some other tools that I didn't share right now that actually complement what we just did very well. The tools on everythingisenergy.com, you just put in your name and your email, and we'll shoot you the download. And then the radio show, what we do is we interview people who are the leading edge in the industry, you know, as to science, as to spirituality, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Being able to really work with your energy and be able to really change your life. And that's the stand that she and I take. And then we have this, we have something called the Prosperity Tribe, where we teach people how to clear their blocks around money. And so that's where you can find everything, is everythingisenergy.com.
Wonderful.
And I have to say, I really appreciate, Tripp, the work that you're doing in the world. Because it really takes all of us, I think, to pull together and be like, yo, here's something that I found that works, you know? And to sort of help each other out. So
excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being so willing to come on here and share these powerful tools and give them up for our guys to go try out on their own, that this isn't some ladder they have to climb and here's $19.99 or anything like that. Like here they are. Here's some proven tools that you've used. You've built a whole career and life on this stuff. And you're just willing to give it away to the listeners today. I just really appreciate that. So thank you for coming on the show and sharing so many of your gifts.
You're very welcome.
If you're thinking about taking what you're hearing on The New Man and making it a reality in your life, check out the free video available at thenewmanlife.com. That's thenewmanlife.com. Thanks for listening.